This is the Agenda 21 theme song. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
That's great.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and scumbaggery, individuals are capable of manipulating the media to brainwashing the public, you'll go friggin' nuts if you can't laugh about it. Just like somebody who called in just before we went to break and has been holding for over like 5 minutes or something like that, Mary Elizabeth, I think. Hold on a second, we're having a little bit of a problem with the phones here. I can't seem to access them. 2 seconds.
I'm here.
And Mary Elizabeth, there you go. You're on air.
I'm here. And yeah, Elizabeth is fine. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say to Rosa, thank you so much for your effort, for your work. Here in the States, people in the know just get so frustrated. We're trying to hit people upside the head with bricks, but everything is just so obvious with what's going on. I mean, from everything, from September 11th to Agenda 21 to NSA, you know, stealing all our information. There's a million YouTubes out there explaining all this stuff, and it's just people I know here, I'm sure in New Zealand and Australia too, you know, some people just, they look at this stuff and they see nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the truth is that more and more people are recognizing it all the time. And it takes all of us, you know, regardless of our political affiliation. So it's, you know, those of us who know, it's our job then to get the information out to everyone else. And what you need to do is to understand that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't come called Agenda 21. It's, you know, you're going to recognize it as, you know, regional plans or redevelopment, bike boulevards, traffic calming, code enforcement, the Food Security Act, you know, drones, of course, climate action plans, smart meters, wetland misidentification. There are many, many things that you're going to see all around in your town. I've been thinking, you know, it'd be funny to have a radio show where I just, you know, someone hands me a newspaper from anywhere in the world, and I can sit there and read the first section and call out all the elements of Agenda 21 right there, no matter what town it is. So that's, you know, that's what we need to do. The people who can hear it, you give them the information. Give the information to everyone, and then people come to it in their own way. It's difficult to take this in, so we have to be compassionate.
As an example of the media just sitting down on their hands, North Carolina, I mean, Western North Carolina, these people are hippies and dreadlocks and organic farming, and the Tea Party in the area invited two of the Republican candidates that were running off in primaries in July, and they asked and spoke, both candidates spoke about Agenda 21, and the Tea Party folks was, you know, very concerned about all of this stuff, and the newspaper just made a total joke out of it. I mean, literally used tinfoil hat term while, you know, talking. And these are Republican candidates. So, and I'm not sure, I don't live there anymore, but I'm not sure who won. But it's difficult. My thought was that anybody in the States listening, I mean, we have elections coming up, you know, just flip an email over, buy your book to the candidates, you know. That's
yeah, a lot of people are doing that, and actually I've been invited to speak with many elected officials and candidates. I came back from New Hampshire recently, where I addressed members of the New Hampshire legislature. So, and I have spoken all around the United States, and also going to universities as well, and talking to all elements of the political spectrum. But I think it's very important that that people give this information to their elected officials and candidates so that they can recognize that they are, in fact, being indoctrinated themselves. And the American Planning Association has put out a 12-week-long communications boot camp that is actually directed to planners to tell them how to inoculate elected officials against people like us who are speaking the truth. So they are actually spreading disinformation purposely. And, of course, the press is completely committed to doing this because it's a corporatocracy and five mega corporations own all of the major media.
Yes, they do.
And it's not a fair fight. It's not a fair fight. And Elizabeth, you make a very good point. You said the word that has been on my mind for the last couple of days, frustration. Frustration at why people won't wake up, frustration at why they can't see the obvious truth and stuff like that. Can I ask you a question, Elizabeth? Who woke you
up? Absolutely. You know, I sit around with some of my friends, not here, because I don't have anybody really that in my region, area, state practically, that is on the same wavelength. And the only thing we can come up with in common is that we read Carlos Castaneda in the 80s that there was some invisible hand or force at work. And you know, I had told you this before. I used to work in media, and I could see this transition going on in the 90s between advertisement-driven news versus covering county commission sessions, county count, or you know, city, town, council meetings. News directors and advertising people within the media were just saying, you know, it's just too dull. People don't understand it. They don't know what these terms are. It's taking up too much manpower. So the minute you start cutting off your audience, which is a 30s market, which there's 200 and some odd markets in the U.S., but once you take away that localness, you know, people for however many years, since the 50s, were used to seeing what went on at their city council and their county commissions. And once you take that away, it's like nobody's reading the fine print of what was going on, you know, locally. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
Elizabeth, if I may, this is my point.
Yeah.
You all kind of read that book by Carlos What's-His-Name, but at the end of the day, it wasn't him that woke you up, per se. You were the one who went out and started putting in all the effort and finding out all the extra information, right? It's about taking personal
Absolutely.
Responsibility for the info that you're exposed to. Like like my mother-in-law, for instance, or mother-in-law-to-be, very, very, very large and overweight, and yet has dozens of self-help books on how to lose weight. Knowledge does not equal application. And what I find is the reason why truthers get frustrated is because of, A1, the urgency of the situation. Oh, my God, we've got to wake up people now, otherwise we're all going to be exterminated by ruthless criminal scumbaggery. Or you're putting too much pressure on yourself to wake other people up when you can't. It is others that need to take that into account for themselves. And I approach it very similar to how I used to do telesales. In telesales, the other person on the other end of that line, you don't know who they are, you don't know what their past is, you don't know what they're in the middle of. You could be calling them in the middle of dinner or something like that. So what you do is you try and be as easy with it as possible. If they react badly to you, you want to make the conversation as quick and easy and short as possible. Get out of there, make your next call to try and make that next sale. If you spend all your time trying to convince the people who are hard to convince, you're going to wake up very few people. Mm-hmm. What I've found is if you go for the low-hanging fruit, you are often more empowered because you have a far higher success rate, if you know what I mean. And what we do is because we want to wake people up, and at the end of the day, it's their choice. So we have to do something like applying that idea of personal responsibilities to ourselves. First of all, am I fully awake? Do I know everything that's going on right now? If somebody in a official capacity came up and started questioning me about these topics, would I be able to answer them? Even if they had a scientific, logical, and rational mind, would I be able to lay out the evidence that would convince them that I'm telling the truth and that this is real?
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I can say about that, Vinny, is what we do is we don't do a lot of one-on-one. What we I have on our websites flyers, and they're two-sided flyers, and hundreds of thousands of these have been printed by people, and they're being distributed all over the world. And, you know, what you do is you take them and you drop them on people's porches. And this means that they're able then to read a comprehensive piece of information that's easy to read. It's only one, you know, two sides of one piece of paper. And they read that silently, alone, without pressure from, you know, the news media or anyone else lying to them. And this has been very powerful in getting people to be active. Information like that, rather than going and trying to discuss it with one individual that you might end up fighting with or wasting your day with, you want to just distribute as many of these flyers as you can. And the information is easy to understand, and it's factual, and this helps
okay.
people
and, get and
a handle.
You said you've distributed 100,000 of these. Have you seen any cutback from that?
Yes, hundreds of thousands. Yeah. And
what results from that, what results have you seen that are directly corresponded with the amount of flyers that you've sent out?
Tremendous impact all across the United States. People are gaining, you know, what they're doing is they're going then to their city council meetings, to their county supervisor meetings. They are educating others. They're making flyers, more and more flyers themselves, and simply educating people so that they recognize then that, you know, then they'll go in and they'll say, we want that smart meter off of the side of our house, or we do not want that yeah. bike boulevard or that redevelopment plan or with that scenic byway, or we know that that Vision 2035 plan is a manipulation and we are not going to have it. And, you know, we have yeah. videos also.
Elizabeth, we're coming on to break now. I would like you to actually send me an email to come on the show at a later point, if you'd like, Elizabeth. Just go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com or the chat room, and also specifically into the chat room at the end of the second hour, because if you've got Skype, we have a Skype call with a whole bunch of people from all over the world who listen to the show, and we'd like to also have you in there, because it's like, hey, it doesn't matter that I'm isolated in my area of the world. I'm still talking with interesting, cool people. Rosa Corey is my guest. We'll be right back.